You know, with Day Day and Miles Garrett, you know, feel very strongly about those guys, and really, I think those guys have improved tremendously from last year. You know, they were really good players. They certainly made a lot of improvement there. Quaylen Cunningham, Johnson, and Lockhart will be guys that will see a lot of playing time there. We're going to rotate. We're going to play at least five or six guys at defensive end, and I think you know, it's a good starting place for our defense. There's no question about that. Inside, you know, we got some good talent there. I think, you know, Zay Coben Henderson has changed his body as much as anybody I've seen in a period of 10 months. Hardrick Walker is starting to play good football for us. Dalen Mack, Reggie Chavis, and Kiki are all players that will play. You know, again, hopefully we're going to find a sixth guy that we can get ready there. In the SEC, you better have six guys that can play inside, and we're certainly going to do that. On the back end, you know, with our inside guys, including our nickel, which will be in nickel a lot, you know, Justin Evans, Monty Watts, you couldn't be any happier having those guys back there. You feel very comfortable. You know, they played really well for us last year. Again, they've improved. With Donovan Wilson, I think Donovan will play maybe even a little bit more safety, play a little bit nickel. You may see him in some other places, but he's a guy that we feel very, very good. You know, at corner, we lost, two great players. And I can say great players because when you look at what they've done since they've left here and gone to NFL camps, you know, both of them right now are fighting and maybe end up starting in NFL, which is good for them. And we're proud of that and proud of the opportunity that they get. And, you know, that's a tradition that we've had, you know, everywhere we've been. You know, we're going to go recruit great DBs, particularly corners, and they're going to play in a style of defense that will allow them to showcase their talent. And I'm proud of what those two young men have done since they left here, but they're not going to help us win. So we got to get these other guys ready. Really excited with Nick Harvey right now at corner, with Davis at corner, with Caper Smith, with Priest Willis. You know, we got those four guys, plus we got some young guys behind them that are going to be fighting for playing time. You know, corner in this league, you can't have enough. You know, it's amazing, and I'm not going to give you a whole spiel on philosophy, but it's amazing how much has changed in the 39 years that I've coached. Okay, and rosters have changed. You know, back then we had a few corners. Now we want to have nine corners at least, nine corners that can go play, and maybe a tenth corner that can go play safety, you know, because of the nature of what we're seeing. So you got to have good depth there. And at linebacker, you know, it's a position that has improved during the offseason tremendously. You know, it was at times difficult on me, but it is what it is. We will be improved at linebacker. You know, Sean Washington's benching over 400 pounds now. Alaka's benching over 400 pounds. We're bigger, we're stronger, we're faster. And with a little bit of coaching, they're going to be better. There's no question about that. Claude George had a great spring. He's going to be fighting for playing time. And Richard Moore, Dwayne Thomas, when we're using three linebackers, you know, those two guys will be the guys that will be playing the strong side for us, as well as some other guys. And we got some freshmen that, you know, will figure in. A lot of people want to know about the freshmen. It's too early. We put on shoulder pads yesterday. I can tell you this, they look pretty and they can run and they can do all those things. We're going to find out in the course of the next 2 weeks how much football they can play. I think it was a really good recruiting class, probably a lot better than a lot of people think, and that's good. That's good. There will be some surprises. I don't know who it's going to be. There'll be some freshmen that will step to the front, and there will be some freshmen that will play. Again, they're going to earn that time over the course of the next 2.5 weeks, and it will continue. You know, the good thing is when we got names on a depth chart, if they're healthy, there's a couple guys. I can probably tell you four guys or five guys that I know are going to start for us. You know, there's competition everywhere else, and we got to feed off that competition, and that competition has to make us better. And the thing that's pleasing and what makes me feel so good about this football team is our guys have embraced the competition. We got older guys that are now teaching younger guys. We didn't have that last year because they were trying to learn. We got older guys that are now teaching younger guys, and they're trying to get those younger guys ready to play, and that's a big plus for us. So with that said, I'll go ahead and go to questions.
We'll go to Sam and then Gabe.
You alluded a little bit to Wilson's versatility. What kind of flexibility does he give to your defense when you're facing various offenses?
Well, I think a lot. And again, you know, he can play safety. He can play nickel. There's no doubt about that. And like I said, you know, we may see him at another position or two. Don't know. But we're going to find ways to get him on the field because when it's all said and done, you know, you want to get your 11 best players out there. And there's no question he's one of our 11 best.
Gabe, and then we'll go to Cease.
Chief, you praised Kiki throughout the spring to anyone who would listen. What's he been doing so far and throughout his summer work to validate that?
Well, I think he's picked up, you know, and obviously his summer work, I think it was very consistent for everyone. You know, it's there's some peer pressure, you know, and it's been there, but it's been better among this entire defensive group. They hold each other accountable when it comes to summer workouts, when it comes to the weight room. But he's just continued to grow and mature. He has a better understanding. His work ethic is still there. And, you know, personally, and you know, I tell Coach Turner this, I'm not putting, you know, any pressure because I got some guys got to do the same thing. But I think he's got a chance to be a big-time player. And we feel very strongly about that. And I think Coach Turner would tell you the same thing. But he's got to continue to grow. And he's willing to do that.
Go to C's over here on the left side.
Miles said earlier today that you really haven't added a lot to the package from last year at this point. I wondered in year two of your system, how much is it scheme versus experience when you look at moving forward?
Well, we're going to do what we can do, and that's a great question, you know, and we tell our kids all the time, okay? Right now, the first 3 days, right now, we got some guys out there, their head is kind of swimming a little bit because we've given them so much in 3 days. And what we'll do, we'll continue that for two more days, and then we'll come back and we'll work our scheme. You know, because you introduce it doesn't mean that it's put in. You know, it's got to be worked in. And then when our players feel comfortable with it and they can handle the calls and adjustments on the field, then we go with it. But one of the things that I think you have to do as a coach, don't ask a player to do something he's not prepared to do. And if you do and he can't do it, then you better – be willing to admit to them that it's your fault because it's our fault to prepare him to do that. So you can get so much scheme that they can't be good at anything, and we're not going to do that. But we're going to have enough that we can go in and game plan and from a scheme standpoint have the things that we need to, you know, give our players an opportunity to be successful.
Right up front with Brent, and then we'll go to the back with Chip.
We caught Coach Sumlin on the speaking circuit this summer, and at one point he said he expects maybe a top 25 defense, and then later he said maybe a top 15 defense. When you hear those things, are you smiling? What are your expectations on that front? And is he kind of putting the pressure on there too?
Well, there's, you know, listen, there's pressure always, and I understand this as a defensive coach. If you're going to talk about championships and you're going to win championships, you better be great on defense. Show me someone who's won a national championship that was not great on defense. It's not going to happen. So, you know, that's what I expect, and that's what we expect, and that's what we work for. And to be quite honest with you, and I don't know what the numbers were, and I don't like to reflect on, you know, when I was not here, but it was like 104, 105. Before the bowl game, we went to 42nd. I'm not pleased with that. You know, 42nd is pretty good. You know, we don't work to be pretty good. We want to work to be great. And to be in that number, you got to be well above the top 20 line to be a great defense. You know, you can be 20, and that's kind of on pretty good, you know. And to me, pretty good is the best of the worst and the worst of the best. We want to be great.
Seated in the left on the back, Chip.
Coach, to that end, I know your whole team has been talking about the running game and stopping the running game. What specifically have you done during the offseason and leading up into the practices to get your guys prepared to be better at the running game?
Well, some of that happened in the weight room, and that was a big part of it. And then the other part is just understanding scheme and understanding fits. You know, And again, it wasn't that we didn't have, even last year, wasn't that we didn't have good enough athletes, you know. It was the understanding of the scheme and understanding the multiplicity of the offenses that we see and being able to execute. So, you know, you plan for those things in terms of how you're going to set up a practice plan, you know, make sure that we get enough practice at the things that we need to see. And, you know, Coach Sumlin has been great. He gives us the time. He gives us the look, you know, that we need. And, you know, so everything is there. It's a matter of us being able to, you know, really execute. And the reason I feel so much better is that we are a bigger and faster football team than we were last year.
On the right side, Ben, and then we'll go to Kirk.
Coach, what areas do you think Miles can get better in this year? What areas do you think Miles can get better in this year?
Well, I think, you know, and let me say this. Yeah, Miles will do anything you ask him to do. But certainly, you know, we can't stay the same. And nothing stays the same. It either gets better or it gets worse, okay? Miles can play the run. He's physical. Obviously, he can rush the passer. You know, the thing that I think is he needs to continue to grow in every area to really be that elite player. And he's close to that already, you know. And, you know, the thing that I think it takes more maturity. And I'm talking about mental maturity. I'm not talking about physical maturity. Physical maturity, he's there. But mentally, to keep himself sharp and to keep himself competing at that high level.
Kirk, and then we'll go to Travis in the front.
Yeah, John, to be an elite SEC quality defense, how much depth do you have to have? How many players would you like to play on a Saturday in an SEC game?
Well, you know, I'm going to say somewhere between 25 and 30. And understanding this, because what you do, you know, defensively, you're going to have starters that are going to be on special teams. And I'm all for that because, again, that's another phase that you have to be good in. And you know, our starters are going to be, more than likely, they're going to be a starter on at least two phases in special teams, and we're going to be able to rest them. And, you know, so, you know, if we can go 22 deep and then have a few more, you know, that gets us 25, I think that'd be great. But what really happens with depth is when you start getting a guy nicked up or you get a guy hurt. And you know, the other characteristic that, you know, that I've been around when we have had great defenses, you know, you look at the 11th and 12th game and you're starting the same 11 guys that started the first game. You know, they stay healthy all year around. So it's about keeping the best ones healthy. And I think we've done a good job of that because of our rotation, you know. You know, young man comes in here, just say defensive end, for example. Like I said, we're going to play five or six defensive ends in every game. And, you know, we want to make sure that if it comes to the fourth quarter and it's going to be a stop that's going to be the difference in the game and we got to make that stop, then we want our best guys out there. And if we've already played them 70 plays already, you know, chances are they're not our best guy if they've already played 70 plays by the fourth quarter or the end of the fourth quarter. So, you know, we want to keep them fresh. Ideally, you know, for our guys up front, if we can get 35 to 40 plays a game with the kind of effort that we look for, then that's enough. That's a day's work. So, you know, if you look at the number of plays and even if you divided it up and you got 80 plays, you know, ideally you'd like to have your starter 35, the backup 35, and the next guy 10 plays.
Miles would only play 35.
Well, if we were where we would like to be depth-wise, that would be the ideal situation, but he's going to play more than 35.
We'll wrap it up with Travis right here in front.
How have you seen Otero Alaka grow coming into this year with everything he went through last year?
Well, you know what? Really and truly, I think he was a mature guy, but you know he's been tested and you know when you look at him, it was hard for him to really be focused. You know, I heard, you know, what, you know, Coach Sumlin said and all those things. And, you know, he went through that was a very traumatic situation. And then coming back trying to play, it was hard to focus. Then the shoulder injury. And, you know, so he's healthy. He's a very talented young man. He's very knowledgeable. I've seen him grow more in our classroom than anywhere else because now he's not afraid to ask questions. You know, sometimes guys – you know, a little bit intimidated about asking questions. And I always tell them this, if you don't know and you don't let me know, I can't help you. And from that standpoint, he's grown tremendous. He's like a sponge now. He's asking questions. He wants to know everything, and he wants it to be detailed. And because when it's detailed for him, he understands it a lot better. So I've seen him grow more in the classroom. Obviously, he's been talented on the field. That hadn't changed other than the fact that he's bigger and stronger than he's ever been.